We are in a lesson on the topic of the importance of dissemination. We will read selected excerpts from the sources, continuing with excerpt number 5. The importance of dissemination. Excerpt number 5. Bala Sulam writes, it is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation. Let's read it again, excerpt number 5. Bala Sulam writes, it is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation.
So, it's clear to us that without dissemination and broad dissemination, massive dissemination, in various forms, we won't be able to achieve the final correction, so we have no choice. We have to engage in dissemination as much as we can. And there's also each and every one's individual style of dissemination, how much he can do it, and also a general way of doing it that our whole organization awakens and disseminates. It's not just disseminating some knowledge into the world, but that even the knowledge that people are given, even through that, we are actually correcting them to be ready to receive this revelation that the Creator wants to come closer to our world and appear in our world. And people have to be a bit more and more each time ready to understand him, feel him, perceive him, resemble him. Therefore, the publicizing this can only happen by us. And it's very important. And we're basically the only organization that disseminates the wisdom of Kabbalah in the broadest manner, without limitation to anyone, in every possible language. So, inviting and asking even all of you to treat dissemination as correctly as you can, because this determines our whole future. PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Bala Sulam says that we, in order for us to merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah, we need first the great expansion of the wisdom of truth. What does it mean that we should merit, we should be worthy of receiving this benefit?
To
be worthy, meaning that we'll reach a state where Messiah can be revealed. It's the greatest light, non-chai, that can appear in our world according to the vessels. If the vessels recognize they have to be connected between them and in receiving the great light from the Keter of all of reality, of the whole structure, this means the world is ready for the reception of Messiah. That's it.
Morning lessons, what we talked about this morning, isn't that the strongest connection and dissemination between us? I think you told us Rabash didn't do any more. He didn't do more than morning lessons. He didn't disseminate to the whole world. So what is the difference? What's the difference between us, what we have to do between us, like what Rabash did or the Kabbalists before that? So what does dissemination mean then?
They would disseminate books quietly. It wasn't suitable for them, but they would disseminate books quietly. Did you read about how Baal Sulam printed his books with great devotion?
Yes, of course.
So what can I tell you? I saw that people who grew still during the times of Baal Sulam, how much they would then take books from our warehouse, Kabbalah books, Zohar with the commentary of the latter, Tess, what else was there? And they would try to put it in various places where people can read for free, not to sell it, for free. And so that was the way to do it then, only through either stores or in such a way from door to door. And they would go and advertise it like that.
Meaning everything is clarified in the thought. It doesn't, we need to make actions, really technical actions.
Yeah, we have to make actions. We live in a technical world. We need to advertise it in this way as well. Especially since today you don't need to walk around with books. You just push a button on the computer and you send what you have to whoever you want.
That's my question. What's the greatest act of dissemination that we can do to bring all the, what's this like strong point that we can do? Is there some kind of point that we can do here for dissemination?
The most powerful dissemination? I don't know. There are so many new modes of dissemination. I'm not even versed in all of them, but I think that through the computer, through the internet, through the web.
Thanks.
So we'll continue, Isniv.
How do we connect this action of dissemination to the intention of bringing contentment to the greater?
Because by that you publicize his great name and his method to be revealed to the created beings. You bring the created beings closer to him so they would start to reveal him as he is among them, but he's concealed and he wishes to be revealed, to come out from concealment to revelation. And that's what you're telling them about. What actions we need to take as created beings in order to reveal, discover that the Creator is dwelling among us, but in a concealed way. What do we have to do in order to reveal him, to obligate him to be revealed, to reveal himself, to awaken him, to help us to reveal him?
A lot of times, let's say this week, we learned about the matter of the intention to bring contentment to the Creator, and we heard that the Creator enjoys only from the action of connection.
Because by that, we are bringing him closer to us, yes.
So what's the connection between this action of connection, this inner one, between the friends and the ten, and dissemination.
Dissemination is throughout the entire vessel, the general vessel of Adam HaRishon, and the group is a small part of it. But in the group, we have more internal connection, more substantial, whereas in dissemination, where we speak about connection between everyone as an ideology, there it's a more external connection. It's a weaker, the intensity, the power is not the same, of course.
So let's say that if a person has some kind of role where he's not going to make some kind of, he's not going to be, maybe it's the action that he's doing is very distant from connection, but it's a very technical thing between this intention, which is to bring contentment to the Creator.
We need to explain to a person, try to have him understand, even feel that the actions of connection
are
actions where all of nature has to participate and exist in, and we have nothing else to do. What the Creator did is he took apart the connection that was between all the parts of nature, where it was him and his name were one. Him is him, and his name is all the created beings and all forms, and we have to return to him, and his name are one. We have to go back to it after this shattering, after this deconstruction, and we have to work. Specifically us. No one else can do it. No one else can be this other than a man in this world.
Islam speaks here about the schools. And schools for the wisdom of Kabbalah or the wisdom of connection for the world, for everybody?
No, we are speaking about connection according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, because according to other wisdoms, you might reach all kinds of methods that are not in favor of mankind or the Creator. Nationalist connection. The kind of connection is always against someone else. At one point we printed the paper, The Nation. Baal Salam also did it. He wanted to connect the entire nation into one group. So you should read it. It's in our archive. You have plenty of material on connection.
Number 6, Baal HaSulam. And who better than I knows that I'm not worthy at all of being even a messenger and a scribe for disclosing such secrets, much less to understand them down to their roots. So, why has the Creator done so to me? It's only because the generation is worthy of it, as it is the last generation, which stands at the threshold of complete redemption. For this reason, it's worthy of beginning to hear the voice of the shofar of the Messiah, which is the revealing of the secrets.
Latinto.
Hola, Rab, buenos días.
Hola.
¿Qué tipo de conexión esperamos
del
público en general, de las personas que no estudia Kabbalah tengan? ¿Difundimos conexión? ¿Qué tipo de conexión es esta? Es una pregunta de un amigo de la decena.
The friend from the time is asking, what type of connection are we expecting from the broad masses who don't understand or don't study Kabbalah?
To be ready for it, to understand that the connection of the world is really the future of the world. And the more we don't understand it, the more we resist it, the more we suffer. But the future of the world is nevertheless in returning to that system of Adam HaRishon.
PT9. Bala Sulam says here, and I think probably in other places, that he was given the privilege because of the generation. But on the other hand, the feeling is like he didn't really give that privilege to the generation for them to hear it.
He writes about it elsewhere. He says there's a difference between the beginning of the work and when the work becomes valid and when the work ends. This can take a long time. We simply need to keep going, and the world will certainly, in its corrections, we'll be late a little bit, we'll lag behind us, in actions, in time, but nevertheless it advances, and we need to see that all the things that are revealed now are also revelations of the correction, even though they may have an opposite form.
So basically we say that we're advancing through corruption and not in correction, and we hear from, and also I fear that we're all over the world, there's this great frustration from this, that it can't be, that basically no one in the world is listening, they're not able to listen, they're more blocked even, they themselves.
That they feel more blocked, it's already a correction. If they understand that what they wanted to build, a good corporeal material world, and they can't do it, it's also correction. Everything is corrections. It's all corrections, except we don't understand exactly how this is working out, but you'll see how soon it will begin to connect in all the negative things, and from them, the positive thing is going to be built.
So we always have to continue what, I don't know how to call it, but faith above reason, or...
Yeah, but even without that, all the positive things, they come out, they grow out of the negative states. Each and everything has to be first in its negative development, then recognition of evil, and then reaching the positive form, and even that, not immediately, not instantly. It's possible that they'll go through a few more incarnations before they reveal the negation in that form, and then they break it and they move to the correct form.
All right, so where do you take force? Like I see that you have, just continue, even though you don't see results in the audience, this external audience.
That's because I'm stupid. I still don't understand that it's a worthless business. Okay, now the Creator gives powers. The Creator gives powers. And besides that, look at the world. Can't you see what's going on there? As much as they want to fill themselves with the good future, justify their development and play something that's good, and you have thousands of people who run in a thousand directions to look for something good, the world eventually comes to a state where it has no choice. It will receive the correction, it will want the correction, it will carry out the correction, it will reach it.
Nikolaev Sochi.
Nikolaev Sochi.
Ken.
Дарав, доброе утро. Подскажите, вот как можно плавно...
Yes, Rav, good morning. How, in just this smooth way, to...
Вы говорите часто, что...
Well, how, can we bring the wisdom of Kabbalah? Lord, you always just say that we need to advertise the wisdom of connection, because even in Israel, they're unable to even hear it. There's this fear. So do you think there's some way that we can just process a lot of the material on the topic of connection? And then they'll say, where's this from? And then we can tell them.
You don't have to say it's the wisdom of Kabbalah. You don't have to say that it comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah, because it has nothing to do with it. The person cannot accept it, especially since it belongs to Judaism and to Jews. It's clear to us that it's not going to be popular or accepted around the world. We simply need to talk about it as the wisdom of connection. Wisdom of connection.
Вы же нас ведете как бы к цели творения у Каббалы четкая методология, а вот.
You're bringing us to the purpose of creation. This is a very clear example, clear goal. But what about the wisdom of Kabbalah? What's its goal? What do we have? All kinds of circles, a connection between them. This is already the correction of the world. This is not. Is this already the
That's
end
also
goal?
Good. That's also good. It's a question how much it's on the way, on the path to correction. Of course, it's better than what we have right now. People connect, become closer to one another on the one hand. On the other hand, it's not correction. The correction is when we approach the state of being in one desire, in one heart, as one man in one heart, and in approaching the Creator. And the purpose of creation is that we all come back to the system of Adam Rishon.
But
for the time being, all those things somehow work. Sometimes they pull us, they replace the correct path with an alternative path. But nevertheless, it increases peace in the world, as we say. Increases peace in the world.
Moscow 1.
Рав, спасибо. А вот если расчет ведется не на тело, а просто как бы на общее желание, которое должно быть исправлено.
If the calculation isn't with the bodies, that and it's with this general that needs to be corrected. So what about it's with these people that can do the correction?
Of course, that eventually the correction is done by special people with great desire who are in the center of the system, but there is a incorporation, and even people who are in the periphery, who had no business in the correction of the world, they nevertheless reveal those things and will accept these ideas, these feelings that exist in everyone, and it will be their domain as well.
56. Еще можно? А мы можем в себе, мы можем вот то, что удерживаем, то, что знаем, что они не включены, исправить это тоже в себе. Исправить внутри себя. Ну, так,
so we, can we correct them within us? Can we correct them?
Yes, the intention to correct the others is a very good intention.
I'm a little excited, a little emotional, trying. I incorporated here with the friends in the 10. Just wanted to raise the inspiration here that we have here in the 10, this emotion. You actually were the student of Rabash, and it started from you, this explosion to disseminate Kabbalah, for everyone to know about it. I just remember, I'm sure it happened with everybody, that in the States, well, all of a sudden you see how a connection with another person, the light bulb goes off and he feels and he says he understands what we're talking about. He feels what we're talking about. I don't know, he went to some congress, he saw some clip. Yeah. How important this is and how it changed his entire life and the entire world. Basically what we're doing here, it's this magic maybe, I'll ask. Why is it so joyful to see that another person all of a sudden feels like us? He feels what's going on here.
We work for the correction of the world. We want everyone to know on what depends our good life. Where we can all live in well, good, in a good world, in a safe world. A good world where we can bring kids to this world and raise them, and everything can develop and blossom, and not that some heavy rain will come from above and a flood from below and all kinds of natural disasters that are only growing and will continue to grow. We wish to reach a good life here, corporeally. Besides that, we need to know, why do we even live? What's happening with us? Who is the Creator? What does He want from us? How can we approach Him? How can we tell what's up to us? How to correct our lives, not only now, but also for the next world to be above space, time and motion. It's all within our reach. Let's try to reach it and not close ourselves off in some tiny cage. It all depends on us. How we come out of our narrow place to the wide world. This is what we have to disseminate. This is more important.
Kiev.
Рав, вот на протяжении там многих лет вот все ваши предостережения и
throughout many years, all of your warnings and everything that you proclaimed that everything's about to happen, like this crisis, it really happened. It happened. It occurred many years already. On the other side, we also say that these states of crisis, that they really are taking place, but how can we against them, despite them, with these have these good states, how maybe people can connect if they were able to connect correctly. How would the world look in its good way, in its good form? How can we do that against these states of crisis?
We can't see it because we still didn't come to it. And these things, although they exist, but they don't exist in our perception. Thy future exists, but it depends on how much we can rise above our ego and grasp those future forms that are destined to be revealed, to see them with our reflected light. I see these things as existing already now. But until it will reach the audience, the audience will have to go through many changes in order to see them. And we need a lot of dissemination for it, a lot of it.
Доброе утро всем. Вопрос, товарищи. Чем объяснить выгоду объединения без Творца?
How can we express the benefit of the connection without the Creator?
I don't see any purpose in it. Just to connect without the Creator. It could be a gang, Nazi party, communist party, I don't know. Something that goes against the true development. I don't see any purpose in it. Except when I say that sometimes we begin the dissemination without mentioning the Creator. Sometimes we speak in such a way in dissemination because we are facing an audience that is not interested in hearing about it, is not capable of hearing about it. But later, gradually, we disclose that the Creator is the general force of nature. He is activating all of reality, the whole cosmos. And that's a physical, that's a force that doesn't have a corporeal image. Where are we, Niv?
Seven.
Okay, let's go next.
Excerpt 7, Baal HaSulam. I'm glad that I was born in such a generation when it's permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask how I know that it is permitted, I'll reply that it's because I have been given permission to disclose. You will see in the writings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he calls this way giving permission, and this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of a sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, etc., but his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with a manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
Meaning we've reached a generation in which the wisdom of Kabbalah has to be revealed, the generation of the Messiah. And that's why we deserve such a soul as Baal HaSulam's, who opened up for us the entire wisdom of Kabbalah.
How can we strengthen faith and that the final correction will come to all of humanity?
Read the sources where it's written about it. There's no problem. Read the sources, ask in the system, they'll tell you.
Why is it so concealed from, why does it feel like so big for us?
What?
That the final correction can come to each person, even.
Because it's the general vessel. How can it be that someone will not reach the end of correction? It's written, the angel of death will become a holy angel. The will to receive and all its worst manifestations will undergo corrections and will reach in order to bestow. From everyone to everyone in absolute love. Among everyone and in adhesion with the Creator.
Could it be that it'll awaken within a person that maybe never even opened the internet?
Yes, also. If according to his corporeal development, right now he's on some desert island in the ocean, eating bananas, coconuts, and he's jumping around almost like monkeys, he too will feel the world is changing and that he must be in the right connection with others, according to his level, his degree. Moscow 4.
Что-то не сказали, что можно говорить. Добрый день, мировой Кли. Здравствуйте, Рав. Вы сказали удивительную фразу.
Good day, well, Kli, Rav.
Места в широкий мир.
You said an amazing sentence. From a narrow place to a broad place. Like I said and I thought, and I thought about this, your broad world and my broad world, it's very small. I don't have a feeling of this broad world. Do I need to work on that? What is this broad, wide world? How can I feel, breathe it, and not this lowly place that I'm imagining to myself, which is basically just health and money.
Wide world is a concern for the general correction. That's it, the general correction. That the whole world must reach. How to come closer to it, to think about it as much as possible. Then accordingly you will awaken the surrounding light and he will give you the sensation of this state. Try and see that this is how it works. Okay, Niv, where are you?
8. Not only are these secrets not forbidden to disclose, but on the contrary, it's a great mitzvah to disclose them. And one who knows how to disclose and discloses them, his reward is plentiful. This is because by disclosing these lights to the many, particularly to many, depends the coming of the Messiah soon in our days. Amen.
Almata.
Учитель, я часто думаю об исправлении мира, и меня посещает такая мысль, что
I think about the correction of the world, and then I have this thought of
that
because I don't see any other way for correction, then I'd really want for there to be some good thing for humanity. And I'm trying to think of, how can they reach correction? How's it supposed to happen? What, all of a sudden people will recover, they'll wake up and they'll say, let's look, let's find.
We see that humanity is developing very slowly, specifically through such unpleasant events. So we need to advance our explanations, and we need to pull humanity towards a good future. Explanation, information, dissemination.
Okay, but within, I don't need to wish this in time, for this to happen in time. That I need to want something different, right?
And
if humanity doesn't want to hear, and it doesn't hear, it's like I'm speaking to a stone. Like from within, I can say that, I connect with my 10 and then approach them, and I want them to have a desire that awakens within.
As
much as you'll activate this desire for advancing humanity in the 10, you will influence all of humanity because your connection in that small circle of the group is similar to the big circle of humanity. And that's how you'll influence everyone. It's not one person. But rather, when you try to arrange the good future state for humanity in the 10, and then from within the 10, it will advance all of humanity.
French.
Depuis des années, j'essaie de trouver la bonne approche pour écrire au public, pour convaincre.
Years, I'm trying to find the right approach to write to the broad audience so I can bring them and tell them about the necessity of connection. And every time I reveal that whatever I write, it's not really acceptable. Maybe it's connected to the permission to disclose.
The permission to disclose exists in our time without any limitations. We can disseminate whatever we want, anything.
Except
after you do prior examination to see that it's good and beneficial to all humanity. That's it.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, товарищи. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, а вот, скажем, у человека, у которого смыло дом наводнением, захочет ли он вообще слушать?
Let's say that a person nowhere's house is just flooded completely. Does he need to find the wisdom of Kabbalah, or did you just try to build his house anew?
Yes and no. Of course. You can't expect a person who's homeless right now to hear from us about all the things that the wisdom of Kabbalah is speaking of, on the one hand. On the other hand, it depends on how you approach him, how you explain to him, together with perhaps help him physically, to get a shelter and a roof over his head. The thing is that only with the upper force can we bring our world to the good connection. Otherwise, from all kinds of reasons, we'll come to a state where this world is going to be destroyed. We were We went through a time in history where there were many big, powerful, rich countries, nations, and nothing was left for them. And the sand covered them up, or the water. And all this can also be with our generation. So it's worthwhile for us to explain to the world that the true correction is only through connection. Okay.
Nine. I asked the Messiah, when will you come? He replied, by this you will know. When your teaching is made known and revealed in the world, and your fountains burst forth, what I had taught you, and you have attained, and they too can make unifications in a sense like you, then all of the klipot will vanish, and it will be a time of good and goodwill and salvation. Again, number nine, the Baal Shem Tov. I asked the Messiah, when will you come? He replied to me, by this you will know. When your teaching is made known and revealed in the world, and your fountains burst forth, what I have taught you and you have attained, and they too can make unifications in a sense like you, then all the klipot will vanish, and it will be a time of goodwill and salvation.
I see ya.
Thanks, Rav. At the beginning of the lesson, I heard that you said that love your neighbor as yourself, love of friends, it's an equation for our essential survival. So my question is it enough that we will teach and learn, love your neighbor as yourself? First of all, use that. Whoever wants to know how to connect to the Creator, it's open to him. But whoever wants to receive it, like some medicine, like that will bring contentment to the Creator, can we do that?
No. We spoke about it. I didn't know where you were. To start. No, not to start. But I'll tell you, we need to explain that this is the general law of nature. All of nature is one big connection in one system. And this does not conflict with any knowledge we have in any science, any of our natural sciences. Everything is interconnected. And that's why we too, as part of nature, need to be correctly connected to one another.
Well, how will they get this knowledge that it comes from nature and it's something that we actually have to do?
Yeah, we see that all of nature is one system. You can read about it in thousands of scientific sources.
But for him to bring all of humanity through this science and explain through nature, you think that's some kind of shortcut?
A shortcut is to say that according to nature, according to science, nature is entirely one system, one mechanism. Still, vegetative animate speaking is one mechanism. And if everyone will be in the right balance between them, this will be the best state, the most ideal state for this, for every part in nature. It doesn't contradict any piece of logic.
It's logical for whoever has logic, or whoever wants to know.
Those who don't have this kind of logic, don't speak to them.
Какие клепот нам присущи? Ну, знаю, там лень есть. Может, как-то еще выразить
what
это?
What klipot are we going to have to deal with? What all kinds of?
All will be revealed along the way when we start to climb the rungs of the ladder. And for the time being, there are no klipot, no shells. What you have is just general laziness. Nothing more than that.
Beseder. Efo anachnu niv.
Esel.
Where are we need?
10.
No, beseder, bon nasen.
Okay, let's do 10.
The great spiritual questions that were previously known only to the greatest and the most excellent must now be known in various degrees to all the people. Sublime and lofty words must be brought down from their high fort to the depth of the common, ordinary level. This requires great wealth of spirit and constant practice. Only then will the mind expand and the language be clarified sufficiently to express even the deepest matters in a light and popular style to satiate thirsty souls.
Yofi.
Okay, I see that our friends are maybe internet and women, a few minutes, and we'll go to the next part.
Yes, from men. Chris from UK1 is asking, we're doing a lot of dissemination and many. Is there something that we're not doing correctly in our dissemination?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm not connected to it. I don't have an answer. You will check and you will do.
Chelyabinsk, how do I know if I'm disseminating enough?
I also don't know what to say about it. We have people who are in charge of dissemination. Talk to them, consult with them, and then you'll understand what's going on.
59. Sometimes it's hard to feel the connection between the daily lessons that we have and dissemination. We learn that everything, that all whole world is within. So who are we disseminating to? Who is the nation? Who are these people of the world?
Who do we disseminate to? We disseminate to each and everyone, anyone we can reach. It all depends on the mode of dissemination that we're activating at any moment.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. How did Baal Sulam reveal that his generation is the one that is worthy?
Baal Sulam can see it when he sees that we're on the threshold of the end of correction. We're entering the period of end of correction and so on and so forth, complete salvation. That's what he sees. We still cannot see it. What can you do? But let us go to the last part of the lesson.
Niv. Shir bevakasha.
Song please.
Come on people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day.
Come on people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
united.